Lord Jesus, we just worship you, and we want to give you glory here. Jesus, we want to know you more every day of our lives. It's not just it's not enough to just be saved by you, Jesus, and then go to heaven. That's great, and that's good, but we want a relationship with you. We want something real. We want power. We want power that comes from your presence filling us up every day. From the moment we wake up until we rest our head, Lord. Just be seeking and asking all day long. That's what we want. And you're ready to give it. That's what's so good, is that that's the gift that you're ready to give. So, Lord, we just thank you for that. Thank you for your willingness to give us the very best that we need, which is you. Lord, to your name, all the glory and all the praise. Amen. Hello, friends. This is Michael Ryan. Welcome to Knowing Jesus. And this, I believe, should be quick. I'm hoping it to be. I just wanted to show you something from Luke 21, verses 1. I said I would talk about it earlier on another podcast because I think that it's really good for us. But this is Jesus sitting down by the temple. And I love the Lord. He's so good. He loves relationships. You know, he makes himself available to people. He never denies himself going to a house of a Pharisee, even if he knows that they just want to challenge him. They just want to find a way to trap him. He still goes there with them because he loves relationships. And I just think of him just sitting by the temple and just observing what we're going to read here. But it gives us good fruit. It gives us good information about our Lord Jesus, to know his heart and to know what he expects of you today, what he desires of you. So let's go right in. Luke 21, verse 1. And he looked up and saw the rich putting their gifts into the treasury. And he saw a poor widow putting in 2 small copper coins. And he said, "Truly I say to you, this poor widow put in more than all of them. For they all out of their surplus put into the offering. But she, out of her poverty, put in all that she had to live on." I think this is very good for you and I to see that, you know, many times we want to come to the Lord based on our surplus. And you can look at this a couple of ways. The first way is this. Sometimes what we do is we wait till the end of the day and we want to leave that for the Lord. You know, it's like, spend all my day doing what I have to do and then boom, whatever's left over, that I give to him. It's not my all, it's just what's left over of my all. It's just a surplus of what's left in my day. And I know it may be a kind of weird way to look at it, but that's what ministered to me, is that it's very easy to put the presence of the Lord and seeking him as just something extra. It's just chump change that you're throwing from your excess, you know. Oh, I have all these important things to do with my day, and whatever's left over, then I'll sit down and spend time with the Lord. I'll just spend a couple of minutes here and there if I can to pray. And God loves, he honors that. He's so good and merciful to us that he still will reveal himself to us in that way. But I think what he's showing from this is that look at this woman who gave her all. God desires your all. He wants to be your life. It says that she gave all that she had to live on. And I think God desires that. I think he desires that from you. To have all that you have to live on. To take your strength. To take your fears and your failures. And to give it to him. And all that you live on. All that you stand on. All your strengths and your weaknesses. Just put it aside. Give it to him. And worship him. Another way I see it is, I see it as what we can offer to the Lord. Many times we want to come to the Lord fixed up. We want to come to God already just feeling holy and feeling connected and feeling spiritual. We want to come to him already feeling like we're doing the right thing with our walk. And I believe that even though God loves that, he just wants us to come to him. I believe that we can bring our 2 pennies. We can bring our little to him. We can bring our sinful attitude. We can bring our disconnection. We can bring our fear. We can come to God feeling like he's not even. We can, all the doubt, we can come to God. Because the fact that you come to God is showing faith. He says that if you have faith of a mustard seed, you can move mountains. Which means to me that even if you think that you're awesome, your faith must be lower are smaller than a mustard seed. Even if you think you're a holy person or righteous, your faith is still smaller than a mustard seed because you're not moving a mountain with what you're saying. That's how I receive it. That's how I receive that. Our faith is always small. We always bring crumbs to the Lord. We always bring crumbs. So whether you're feeling really on fire and you want to talk to Him, or whether you're feeling like the biggest sinner or failure or doubtful human, a doubtful believer in the world, that's still good. It's still good to come to Him with that. He honors that and He reveals Himself. Because even when we think we're a big shot in the faith and we got it figured out, our faith isn't even as big as a mustard seed. So, be encouraged that Jesus Christ is a daily treat for you, and He wants all of you. He wants you to rely on Him, give your life to Him, and He will manifest Himself to you, and He will guide you in the way you ought to go. And isn't that good? Don't we want to be guided by the Lord? Don't we want to be guided by Him and have His presence and power just kind of leading our life? That we can always have this sense of confidence because we know that God is with us. David says in Psalm 22 that although I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, because I've read my scriptures, because I'm so holy, because I'm doing the right thing. No, none of those things were said. It said, because You are with me. You are with me. Friends, none of the Christian behavior that is done matters if the Lord is not with you. He must be with you. He must be. He must be. Let Him be with you. Let Him be filled up in you. And you will be able to walk through the valley of the shadow of death. You will be able to experience an abundant life. Make that decision today. Please don't put your head to the pillow without glorifying Jesus Christ and asking Him to fill you with Himself. Amen. Lord, I pray that this word will be quickened to whoever's listening, and that they would get a sense that You desire, that You're begging through me, Lord Jesus, that they would come to You and see You as their all in all. I see You as all that they need, that nothing else is needed. Nothing else. I pray that they would see that. In Your blessed holy name, Jesus. Amen.